This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The 2015 Barack Obama pre-State of the Union Roadshow rolled into Cedar Falls, Iowa this afternoon. Today's talking point was access to high-speed internet. Mr. Obama settled in Cedar Falls because it's one of the few cities that's been able to build its own network. The president says the laws that govern how the internet is built basically make it too hard for cities, among others, to develop the infrastructure that could get us more broadband. Tim Fitzsimmons has more now on all the wires that go into making our high-speed world.
The challenges of scaling up high-speed internet are twofold: infrastructure and regulations. On the regulations side, you'd think San Francisco would have super-fast internet, but only businesses can get a fiber-optic hookup, leaving residents with slower copper cable.
And the reason is that the city of San Francisco makes it extremely difficult to deploy broadband.
That's Baron Shoka, president of Tech Freedom in Washington, which says the government shouldn't be selling internet access.
The way that the city structures things, neighbors get the ability to block anything they don't like.
Dane Jasper is president and CEO of Sonic.net, an internet provider in the San Francisco Bay Area. They do have to get approval from residents to roll out the boxes that bring fast internet to homes, but
we'd certainly like to see the city opening up access to its 170 miles of dark fiber.
Dark fiber, meaning the municipal cables already set up but not being used. Even if you can figure that part out, providers still have to deal with infrastructure, everything from the poles to the wire-filled tubes in the ground called conduits. Corinne McSherry from the Electronic Frontier Foundation says one popular concept is called a dig-once policy. When cities dig up a street to, say, redo a sewer line,
that's a good time to allow folks to install conduit, which then can be used to provide better broadband service.
If the poles and tubes are owned by cities, providers have to negotiate with them. If they're owned by telecoms like AT&T, providers find themselves negotiating with competitors. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.